Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, November 8th. Tesla's stock is falling by as much as 5% in pre-market trading. This may be a reaction to the news that Elon Musk plans to sell 10% of his Tesla stock to appease his Twitter followers. Over the weekend, Musk defended his position as the wealthiest man in the world by claiming he would pay taxes on 10% of his stock value so long as the Twitter followers voted for it, and they did. Tax experts pointed to the fact that Musk could have to pay taxes soon anyway, and this stunt might be a way of gaining social capital as he is burdened with taxes as a certainty. Musk has plenty of stock options from his previous CEO grant that are about to expire if he doesn't exercise them. Doing so would lay a tax burden on him of over $10 billion. The Quebec government has revealed that it is in talks with Tesla about the automaker investing in battery production in the province. The local government recently announced plans to invest between $2 and $3 billion in production, ranging from the extraction of battery-producing metals all the way to the production of battery cells. Tesla has already indirectly invested in Quebec lithium resources through its deal with Piedmont Lithium, funding a project in Quebec's Abitibi region. Tesla's numbers in China have been released, and the automaker has managed to maintain its impressive output with over 50,000 electric vehicles last month. In September, Tesla had a record of 56,000, and now the China Passenger Car Association released October numbers, totaling 54,391. 40,666 of them were exported outside of the country. While these numbers are slightly down from month to month, they are still considered strong results for the first month of the quarter when Tesla builds batches of vehicles for export. On a year-over-year basis, Tesla's output in China is up by 348%. The CEO of PepsiCo, Raymond LaGuarta, says that he is expecting Tesla semi-electric truck deliveries this quarter, despite Tesla saying that deliveries are delayed into next year. After the launch of the Tesla Semi back in 2017, PepsiCo placed an order for 100 units. The company plans to use 15 of those trucks for a project to turn its Frito-Lay Modesto, California site into a zero-emission facility. Earlier this year, PepsiCo said that it expected to take deliveries of 15 of those trucks by the end of the year, but that was before Tesla announced another delay to the program. Musk has said that Tesla would prefer to use those batteries that would go into Tesla semis in general to produce more profit by selling cars instead. Tesla is also in talks with Hertz, who ordered 100,000 Model 3s and expects to receive them all by the end of next year. No official delays on that order have been announced. However, Musk has been tempering the excitement, reminding the public that Tesla is constrained by supply and not demand. Ford CEO Jim Farley has praised Tesla in a recent internal meeting, and he didn't mince words about the EV space. In an employee meeting, he said, quote, "If Ford was a trillion-dollar company, our stock would be worth about $250 a share. Think about the value creation of Tesla right now. And they have resources, smart people. The Model 3 is now the best-selling vehicle in Europe. Not electric, flat out. It was the best-selling vehicle in the UK. Most months, it's the best-selling vehicle in California. Not just electric, but overall. If we're going to succeed, we can't ignore this competition anymore." The CEO went on to praise Tesla for their fast changes to electric vehicles based on user data, the ease by which one can order without dealerships, and complexity reduction. Farley appeared to be noting these points about Tesla to encourage employees to appreciate what Tesla does right as Ford itself moves the production to more electric vehicles. Electrek takes a look at the best and worst states for recharging an electric car, going by percentage of vehicles in the state that are EVs and the number of EVs per charge point. California easily wins the most EVs in the state, with 2.9% of all vehicles being electric. With that high number, they'd have to cram 12 EVs for every public charger. North Dakota has 1.67 EVs for every public charger, but they only have 220 in the state. On average, across the country, there are 9.14 electric vehicles for each public charger, and EVs made up 0.95% of total vehicle sales. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.